I'll tell you, according to Rabbi Yochanan, in Reish was talking about b'shtei avoidus, and Seif was talking about bein b'avoidachas, bein b'shtei avoidus, and Echonami. He said we could be talking about both. Whether it's one avoidus or two avoidus, it doesn't make a difference. In both cases, the Yud holds that if the machshev is pigul is chal first, once it's chal, it does not go away. Now we learned, Omer Reb Yudah is that klal, this is a general klal. In machshev is hazman kodmul, machshev is hamakim pigul. If machshev is chus lezmanoi, comes first as chal pigul, and therefore v'chev mol okor. That's his drasha. So bishtam, the Reb Yerken handle the Tony is that klal, this is a general klal. In all cases, el yufa maizeh klal, what's a general klal? It's not true. It's only if it's two different avoidus. But in the same avoid, you don't have this. So how could he say a general klal, in machshev is hazman kodmul, machshev even join one avoidah? Versus kasha nechnami anuf with little of a kasha. It's more mashmalu Reb Yochanan. The according to Reb Yudah, there's a general klal at all times. Any time the machshavas pigul comes first, that's it. That makes pigul and leave with the lady. You have another machshava even during the same avoda. You have another machshava that does not take away from pigul. All right, we'll stop here.
Up to daf lamed amud aleph. Four lines down. Tanan Hosim, we learned over there, Gemara in Tmura, that Tanan Hosim, Harezu, Tmuras Oilo, Tmuras Shlomim. Let's say somebody has two animals next to him, he has the Korban Oilo, and he has the Korban Shlomim, and now he has a third animal, which is Chulim, and he wants to make Tmura. But the question is, what type of Oloshim does he use? So he says like this, Harezu, Tmuras Oilo, and Tmuras Shlomim. Now we know both cannot be chal, like there's a klal of ein kedusha, chal al kedusha. So which one of these two did it really mean? So Rabbi Meir holds harezu tmuras oilo. Here for Rabbi Meir. Rabbi Meir says, like tofas masavishim, we go after the first word that he said, and the first word that he said was harezu tmuras oilo. Therefore, this aim of chulin, the third animal, has a loch of kedusha oilo on it. Omer Rabbi Yosi Gersi says back, no. In lekach niskavim, we have to be afraid. This person really wanted both to be chal. He wanted it to be a tmuras oilo and a tmuras shlomim. Him lekach niskavim chilo. If he really meant that both should be chal, so ho yol viyev shalohitzi shtei shem lekachas. Like, why did he say one before the other? Because it's impossible to do it any other way. It's impossible to say both at the same time. That's why he had to say one after another. But really, he did not mean like Tophus Rishon, it should only be a Korban Oilo. He meant to say it should be a Korban Shlomim also. So though Rabbi Yosi holds, Devarav Kayamim, yes, what he says, it means, and therefore both is Chal. What does that mean? Both is Chal, Ay Luchuri, you can't have two Kedushas and one Behema. So Rashi says, what the Gemara in Tumura says is, the Tiro, he has to let this animal pasture in the fields until it becomes a Baal Mum. And then the Timkor, you'll sell this animal, for Yaviyah B'dinei, Chet Yelo B'dinei, Chet Yishlamim. When you sell the animal, half of that money you'll spend now on a behemoth oilo, and half you'll spend to buy a Korban Shlomim. You have to do both. But what's going to be the Yimni Shom HaRezu Tmuras Oilo? Let's say first the person said he wants this animal of Chulin to be a Tmura, to be like Zu Takazu, to have a Kedushas Oilo on it. The Nimlach, and then he changes his mind, the Yom HaRezu Tumur HaShlomim, that it should be now with Tumur HaShlomim, send the Lachas according to everybody, HaRezu Oilo. They go after the words that he said first, and therefore it remains a Korban Oilo. Rabbi Yosi only argues when he says both, one after another, that Lechetchili really meant the both, and therefore both are Chal. Iboilu, I have a question like this now. What's going to be if somebody says, HaRezu Tumur HaShlomim, Ushlomim mahu lachtzos or mal one shayla. The person says harezu tmuras oilo ushlomim. He doesn't say two words like we had before tmuras oilo tmuras shlomim, but he says like in one word. So the question is, does Rabbi Meir argue here, and does he still say we say tachas rishon? But since he said first harezu tmuras oilo, it's chalom oilo, and that's all. Or maybe here it's better. Since he said Arezu Tmuras Oilo Vishlamim, he said right away Yishlamim, maybe he meant both, and therefore maybe he also agrees to Rabbi Yosi that really both should be Chal, and therefore you have to sell them and with the money buy both. Or else Lach Tzoy Smao. Rashi is like, in Timson, if you want to tell me, Poshta Kedushas Oila Bakula. Well, since he said the word Oila first, that's Chal, and once it's Chal, he can't have anything else. Well, that's going to be, it sounds like this. Harezu Behemazu Lachtseis Loila Ushlamim. He says, I only want half of it to be a Korban Oila, and then he means to say Ushlamim, the other half should be Ushlamim. Here you have a Shaila. Since it's Chadiburu, the Yain Zecha Beloizim, one cannot be Chal without the other. Both should be chal like the Jesse holds. But Duma maybe no. Kivon de Poshta Bapalgo, since at first you said Oila. So this Kedushas Oila is chal upon half of the animal. And we'll say then automatically, Poshta Bakula, like once it's chal on half, automatically it spreads over the other half also. Fulo Yossi Shlomim Vachali, and therefore the Kedushas, the Korban Shlomim, will not come to be chal. Such a shal, according to Rab Meir, what's going to be if he says lachtzeis? So Gemara says, Omer Abaye, Abaye says, Poho vaday moide Rabbi Meir. Yes, for here for sure, when you say lachtzeis, since you only said you want half of the animal to have the Kedusha Shlomim, for sure, on the second half, it's chal the Kedusha Shlomim. So Rabbi Meir agrees to Rabbi Yossi that really both are chal the domim, and you'll have to sell it, and with the money, buy both. Rav Omer Rav says no. Rav Omer that Adayin he machloikis, they still told us that machloikis, according to Rabbi Meir still, once it's chal of Kedushas Oila, it's nespash, it's bekula, and that's it, there's no more mokum for someone to be chal. Oh, my Rabbi Le Abaya, so Rabbi said back to Abaya, Libi doch, according to you, the Amrit, that you, Abaya, just got finished saying, Biho vade modi Rabbi Meir, that Rabbi Meir agrees, that the person says lachsoit, he only wants half of it to be oil, half to be shlomim. That both are chal. And so, haray shchita, telechi lachtzeis domi, by a shchita, that's the same type of a case of lachtzeis. And still the pligi, still the yavyu. So, Rashi says, haray shchita, titoni masis, it says, now mishnah, lecho kezayis lamokor, kezayis pachutz, that the shas won avoido, the shas shchita, he has in mind, to eat the kezayis of the meat tomorrow, and to eat the kezayis of it, chutzlam kaimai. So, yeah. So here, Lechura, Rashi says, Lechi, lach se domi. Talav nedvam luche, he's not changing his mind. Shreikam nezayisim yesh, bihu, vichadi buhu, zoni one diva, still a polo, gukam Rav Yudha, talk with Lashon Rishon. Here Rav Yudha says, since the first Lashon was chutzlam manai, the maise tchalia, pigle. For a may of the tmura, the chur goes according to Rabbi Yehuda. So you see, even the case of Deimat Alachtzeis, he has drawn one avoid your shchita. He has in mind, tida kezayis of the meat tomorrow, which is a machshav of pigul, and then he has a machshav of the same avoid the teeth, another chasi kezayis, puslim kaimai. So now Mishnah says, according to Rabbi Yehuda, it's like a chal the machshavis, tigger, and that's it, the second machshav is not chal. So here you see, even by lachtzeis sulser, Rav Meir would say, tarfas loshen rishon, that the main thing is the first loshen, and not the second one. Gemara says, omalei, mi savrit eina l'shchita, and the l'btsoif, who told the svara, that a shchita, the main part of the shchita, is the tsoif, is the end of the shchita, at that time, is when all the psulim, all the machshavas have to be chal, no. Like then you'd be right, it's like lachza, you're saying it the exact same second, the same time. No, you're wrong. The klal is, yeshno l'shchita mitchila v'yatzayt, that a shchita, the pshat is all the time when you're cutting the two simonim, it's all called part of a ma'isa shchita. The shchita begins at the beginning of the cut, and ends at the end of the cut. Well, therefore, the Moses, the Mishnah saying, you know what our Mishnah is talking about, where Rav Yehuda says, that since the machshavas of pigul is chal first, that's it. And the machshavas chutzlas mkarm is not chal. Or Mishnah Seinu the Yomah, where the person said like this. Sim in Rishon Mishas, he was shecht in the first sim, and he said, chutzlas manai. He has in mind, lay the teeth from the meat or to burn, but chutzlas manai, the wrong time. That's the machshavas pigul. And that machshavas chal first. And then sim in Sheini. Mishas, he started to do something else. Mishas, he started to shecht the second simon of the animal, then he had the machshavah of chutzlam kaimai. Therefore, it's not really like lachzois. So maybe in the case of Lach Tzeis, your mama speak out right away. You only want half of this animal to have Kedushas Oila, Tumuras Oila. And you mean to say the other should be Yishlamim, maybe Rabbi May agrees that really both should be Chal. But over here, in our Mishnah, it's like two different Avoidis. It's like one Simon and then a second Simon. So that's where we go after the first one and not the second one. Morris says, Harei Kemitza. There's also a saying, Machleikis Simon Lochis. The Shas the Kohen is making the Kemitza. And Rashi says, the Pligi bo Rabbi Yehuda v'Rabbonin. The Parakam adim Lochis. Ki Mechashiv lecho Kezayis l'mochor, Kezayis b'chutz. That the Shas the Kohen is doing the Kemitza, it's one Avodah. He has in mind, keep one Kezayis tomorrow, and one Kezayis chutzim kailai. And there also a view that says, to the Tchal Pigafors. So go away, Kemitza, B'shas the Kemitza, to Luchi Lachtois, Domi, that's also considered like Lachtois, that B'shas one avoid of Kemitza. You have in mind to do both Mashovis and Opligi. And still, Reb Yudah argues and says that we only go both to the first Mashova of Chutzla's Mana to make a Psul Pigal on the Mincha, and we do not go after the second Mashova of Chutzlum Kaimai. Even though it's like Lachtois, like half and half. Mar says no. Hosam nar mevia by kmitzer also shehik der koymes mincha chutzlus manoi koymes levoino chutzlum koymoi. This also talking about two different things. So the more means ten mevia by mincha also is like two different avoidis. Again, hosam nar mi shehik der koymes mincha chutzlus manoi. You have in mind to burn the kemitzah of the mincha itself at the wrong time, and koymet levoina. You have in mind to take a kemitzah from the levoina, chutzim koymet, do a chutzim koymet. In other words, by a mincha there are two matirim. There are two things that are matir the mincha, that's matir the shirayim b'chilo, and that's the aktorah, the burning of the kemitzah, which is the handful of the mincha itself, and it's also the aktorah, the burning of the levoina. So there the machlekes of Yudin Rabbanim over there is, we have these two machshavis, one b'shas the aktor of the mincha, of the kemitza, and one b'shas the aktor of levoina. Therefore it's like two separate things, not doima, talach tzoyis adami. So it still says, harei koymis the mincha tzoyta. What's going to be the argue the amashm even by a mincha of a tzoyta, the tzoyta. And over there the mincha that a tzoyta brings, the lek of levoina. There's no levoina with it. The lack of levoina bade, right? There's no levoina. So the Chur, there's only one avoid of only burning the kmitza, that's all. And there also we say you're pligi. There also you'd argue to say that since you had a machshava chutzlus mana first, it's first chal pigul and that's it. The second machshava is not chal. But even though it's daima talachtes. Because even when you say mamsh beginning like half and half, still we go after only the first one and not the second one. Gemara says, no, I tell you, late pligi, they do not argue there. The only machlek is only by regular mincha, where there are two matirim, the kemitza of the regular mincha and the levoina. But by minchas chaita, that is no levoina, there's only one kemitza to burn, and a chram is deimet alachsois, and both of machshavas have to be the same time, and therefore would not be chal pigul. Now, Omar Ravashi, Ravashi says, im tim tzoloima. If you want to say pligi, that Ishno still does a machlokes. We have Yudah and the Rabbonim, Ishno pligi b'psias. The yagyu by psias. What does that mean to say? Rashi says, over machshaves haylocha, the yama b'psia rishayna chutzas manoi, over psia shniyoy ma chutzim kanoi. Devilay tredi buay. Like the shas the kohen is walking to bring it towards the mizbeach. The shas psias means while he's doing the halacha walking. So each step he has a different machshava. Where we say, both in according to Yudom, you go both to the first machshava. That's where the yagyu. And this is not mamish doima to lachtes domi. Because here each step is like a different thing. Therefore you have a separate machshava for each step. Therefore we look at the first step that you took. And if then you had a machshava chutz lizmanoi, according to Rabbi Yehuda, since it's chal pigul, that's it, it stays and it does not go off. We have seen Mibarashi Masni Kid Abaya. He learned the way Abaya learned, In the case of Lachtzois, you say right away you want both to be Chal, then Rav Meir also agrees that both are Chal. So, Rav Simi also is like Abaye. We are full of Banos and Masnik in the world. We don't like Robo, that no, that Lachtzois, Nam is the Yag, even by the case of Lachtzois. That's the Machlokes also, Rav Ashi, Rav Simi and Rav Huna. Kiyosi, Rav Dimi, when Rav Dimi came, Omer Rabbi Meir, he said over Omer Rabbi Meir, the Shita Rabbi Yehuda Omer, that Rabbi Meir goes according to Rabbi Yehuda's Shita, and now Mishnah, then what? The Yom Matop is Lashon Rishon. Mishnah, the story is you always go back to the first Lashon. When you say two things, we say the first thing you said, that's really what you meant. That's the main thing, that's called Topos Lashon Rishon, and not the second one. Because the Tanan we learned, Omer Rabbi Yehuda says, Zeha Klau. This is the general rule. Yezeh klal im machshavas hazman kodmes machshavas hamokoyim pigul tuchayov malat koros. In other words, even though you had both machshavas during the avoidus, even though the true first you thought heat from the meat tomorrow, but then you also thought heat from the meat the wrong place, still Rabbi Yehuda says you go both to the first machshava, and the first machshava was heat it, chutzlis mano, the wrong time, and therefore it's chal pigol. And what's the chal pigol? That's it. So the Hura, so far, Rav Dim is the one that says that the swallow of the mayor is, we say tapas losh and rishon. The same Rav Yudha says, he also by pigol, tapas losh and rishon. Omele, Abayas, 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 Abayas,